The Maryland Choral Society is closing out their current season with a concert called Songs of Creation, and this will be on Sunday, May the 20th at 4 p.m. And included in the program will be a debut work by their artistic director, Douglas Buchanan. So I think, Douglas, that is really the starting point. Will you tell us what this work is that you're doing?
Absolutely. I'd be thrilled to, Judith. This work is called Altus Prosator, and it's a setting of a 6th century Hiberno-Latin text. And I'm sure that there will be question marks raised at what the heck that means. Hiberno-Latin was this strange strain of Latin in Celtic countries, where basically the Scots and the Irish made up a whole bunch of new Latin words and glossed them and created sort of a sub-Latinate language. And it's a wonderfully strange and mysterious and ecstatic text. It goes through each letter of the Latin alphabet, and it talks about creation, basically from the creation of the universe through all these different mythological references and all the way up until the apocalypse. And it's breathtaking in its labyrinthine complexity and strangeness. And it's been wonderful to set the music to it, and also wonderful to bring this to the Maryland Choral Society. I don't know of any other group that's singing Hiberno-Latin in Maryland right now, so I think this should be an exciting thing to bring to life.
So obviously your Scottish heritage coming through here, and what is really fascinating is how you bring a 6th century ethos into the 21st century. How are you marrying those two ideas?
Sure. So there's a lot of chant-esque writing that happens, but it's not all Gregorian-esque. It actually resembles in some way, just in terms of the architecture, Carmina Burana, because you have lots of smaller stanza Latin texts. Since it's the Latin alphabet, there are 23 letters. We leave out some that have been acquired in modern times. And so you have these 23 movements that are basically organized together into 7 larger sweeping movements, much like Carmina Burana is with these smaller texts. What I really like about that is you can sort of create your own ritual framework for this, and you can create the sort of world that everything operates in. So there's some very aggressive movements. There's some very lush movements when you're talking about rain and paradise and waves, and some just very strange movements that talk about the columns of the universe and these wonderful images from 6th century Scotland.
So what are you pairing it with?
That's a great question. Since this is a large work, this will be the second part of the program. The first part of the program is sort of a grab bag of anthems and folk songs and prayers that have something to do with creation. The opening set includes a Finnish folk song, Tal Yksinäni Laulelein, which means, "Here I am singing alone," which goes into a Hebrew prayer from the medieval era, El Adon, which is a song to the creator. And then we have a bit of Haydn's creation in the form of The Heavens Are Telling. We also feature some John Rutter, some Rosephony Powell, and some Julian Wachner as well on that first part.
This is the closing program for the current Maryland Choral Society season. It's called Songs of Creation, including the debut of Altus Prosator by Douglas Buchanan, who is also the artistic director of MCS. This is taking place at Mount Calvary Catholic Church in Forestville on Sunday, May the 20th at 4 p.m. More is on the website marylandchoralsociety.org. This sounds fascinating, Douglas. Congratulations and have a great concert.
Thank you so much, Judith.